Letters to Daniel, Volume 7, Letter 570, The Prayer of Jesus Against Hermes, Greco-Roman God of Commerce. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2017, in the second month on the fifth day of the second month.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
Hey,
here we go. Yeah, you may have heard about the gangster love and the space cowboy, but I'm gonna whip a cat on you right now. It's had more trouble, trials and tribulations. One, two, three, hey! Yeah, it's alright. Look at here. I was walking down the main track one night. I met a fine chick, she was built just right. She stopped when I flashed my roll. I told her she could have all of my gold. She turned around and with a frown she said, this ain't no circus and I don't need a clown. Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
Dear Jesus, Saturday, the 4th of February 2017, 11 p.m. In previous letters, 174, 175, Volume 1, and 490, 529, Volume 6, we identified Hermes as the Greco-Roman god of finance and medicine. Those earlier letters mainly focused on his influence in the world of medicine. But recent events have made it necessary to address Hermes in his capacity as the god of finance. Please allow me to explain. Every week on Thursday morning is garbage day in our neighborhood. This is the designated day of the week which the garbage company picks up regular trash. Recyclable material is picked up every other week, at the same time as the garbage. I always know when it is Recycle Thursday, because it falls within the week after I get paid, which is every other Friday. This is how I remember it is the Thursday that I need to put out on the street the recycle container along with the regular garbage cans. But the last two Recycle Thursday mornings I have suffered a strange physical anomaly. While I am busy collecting all the trash bags and recycle material from around the house, I start to get progressively lightheaded and somewhat dizzy. The first time this happened, I had to lay down after I got everything done in order to have the dizzy spell recede and regain my strength. The other Thursday it happened for a second time, but it wasn't quite as bad because I didn't have as much cardboard to process. This is not a normal thing for me. Even with all my injuries and other strange anomalies, I continue to be in rather good health overall, with large thanks to the Lord Holy Spirit. I just don't get dizzy spells like this, or suffer from feelings of sudden weakness. While I was at work Friday night, and after I got home this morning, I inquired of the Lord as to the cause of this strange malady. He answered through Angel Gabriel, who said that Hermes had found a fissure in the business relationship I have with the garbage company which allows him access to my property for the brief time that I am preparing the garbage and recycle. Hermes is then able to flood my house through the fissure with curses against me, which manifest in these two symptoms. After further research, I actually found four vectors of intrusion, resulting from the fissure. I found these vectors documented in the annual mailer, which the garbage company sends out that includes the pickup schedule calendar, along with descriptions on what is considered recycle, and what is not. Here is the quote from the brochure which identifies the four vectors of intrusion. I have added the bullet point numbers for reference. Waste prevention and reduction. Before you buy, use, or discard something, ask yourself. 1. Reduce. Do I really need to buy this? 2. Reuse. Can I, or somebody else, use this product again? 3. Recycle. Can I purchase the product with recycled content? 4. Rethink. Can I rent or borrow instead? Each one of these four points is actually a curse against individual liberty and freedom. And these questions are preceded by the commanding instruction to ask yourself. It is this command which produces the fisher for one to be manipulated and controlled by spirits who enter through by the four vectors. The commanding instruction is the fisher, and the four questions are the four vectors of approach. The questions, while on the surface seeming to be rather harmless, actually breach the privacy of both home and business. It is a type of social engineering, which empowers the garbage company over the customer. Its ultimate end is subversion of the free market, replacing it with a form of bondage. As for me, the bottom line is that I freely hire the garbage company to haul away the trash which my household generates each week. I do not hire them to tutor me on the ways of socialism, or to indoctrinate me on how or what to think or do. There used to be a phrase in American business which stated that the customer is king. Over the last 20 years, this philosophy has been turned on its head, and now in many business relationships the company has become king. In this case, commanding the customer what to think, and to alter his behavior. While considering all these things before the Lord, I was given the knowledge that you desired to give us your prayer, which would seal the breach, and terminate this work of Hermes, both toward me, and the rest of the world. Here therefore is the prayer of Jesus against Hermes, God of Finance. Dear Father in Heaven, please, I pray, hear my words against the god Hermes, and his influence in the world of commerce and business. Please put an end to the meddling of Hermes in human affairs, and terminate his function in the church and the world. Please restore business autonomy to my people and to the world. Please bring healing to the minds of those who have been harmed by the philosophy and doctrines of Hermes. To unto Hermes according to your word, for it is written that the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verses 1 through 12. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you, I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For you have made a city a ruin, a fortified city a ruin, a palace of foreigners to be a city no more, it will never be rebuilt. Therefore the strong people will glorify you, the city of the terrible nations will fear you. For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat, for the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. You will reduce the noise of aliens, as heat in a dry place, as heat in the shadow of a cloud, the song of the terrible ones will be diminished. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people, a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. And he will destroy on this mountain, the surface of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people, he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, Behold, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For on this mountain the hand of the Lord will rest, and Moab shall be trampled down under him, as straw is trampled down for the refuse heap. And he will spread out his hands in their midst, as a swimmer reaches out to swim, and he will bring down their pride, together with the trickery of their hands. The fortress of the high fort of your walls, he will bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, down to the dust. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
I was in the right.
Yes, absolutely in the right.
I certainly was in the right.
It's definitely like Jesus cruising for bruising.
Tell me it was in Pilgrim's Number 2. That's why I'm just going on 311.
wasn't coming on feet.